Good afternoon, it's Joe Nathan, everybody. My topic for the day, man, is probably gonna touch a lot of people the wrong way, but that's what I do, so let me talk my ish. And I wanna try to set a little bit of people up today. I'm gonna make a couple phone calls and try to add some people to the podcast today. But basically, in a relationship, you know, living boyfriend, living girlfriend, monogamous relationship, engaged, married, shacking up, whatever, serious relationship, do you think that you have soul and full ownership of your body to do with as only you please as an individual without consultation from your significant other? Now, I say that because a lot of people like to go out and get tattoos, tummy tucks, nip tucks, booty jobs, boob jobs, piercings, tattoos, etc. Now, do you think that it's fair or right for you solely to make those changes to your body without consultation with your significant other? That's my question to people. And my stance on this is hell to the no. Because say if just go to the extreme of, not the extreme, but the ultimate goal, which is marriage. If you're married to that person, you took vows, death do us part, for better or for worse. You know, I told you're the only person I'm going to be with for the rest of my life. And if I have a true, you know, religious foundation, I don't believe in divorce and such and forth. So if you decide to gain, lose, tattoo, pierce your body, it would behoove you to ask me, because I'm the one who has to deal with your body for the rest of my life, and vice versa. You know what I'm saying? If I like you a certain way, that's the way I want you to be for the majority, you know, until Mother Nature catches up. But I might not mind, but I don't think that you should make those decisions regarding your body solely based on how you feel and you feel alone. Now, I could be wrong, but I still just the way I feel, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to, you know, try to shock a few people. I'm going to give a couple of people a call and see how they feel with me, because this is something that I've been thinking about a long time. And I just want to get the general public's opinion on it, because, you know, a lot of us want happiness, and I think we don't know how to achieve it. But we have to be willing to, you know, compromise in this situation, like, drastically. Like, you can't say, hey, it's my body, I'm going to do what I want to. It's about me feeling good, male or female, you know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, you can feel good all by yourself. That's not how, you know, but we'll get into that later when I get a few guests on the podcast with me. So y'all stay tuned and let me talk my ish. Thank y'all for listening. I'll be back.
Uh-oh. Hello.
What the hell are you doing?
Whoa. Calm down, ma'am. Welcome, my first guest. Somebody else is supposed to join us. This is experimental. Oh, she has the giggles, everyone. Introduce yourself, ma'am.
My name is Lala, and I am in Georgia.
Right. So basically, my topic for today is in a monogamous relationship, you know, trying to achieve the ultimate goal is marriage. Say y'all live together and you're staying together, or your fiance, or you're married. Do you think your body is your own to do with as you please without consultation from your significant other?
Your body as in like having children, or what? Okay, do you think?
Okay, so when I say that, I mean, so as far as weight loss, weight gain, tattoos, surgeries, do you think that if you like me the way I am, say we're together, you like me the way I am, that I can change that without you knowing what's going on whatsoever?
I think if you're married, not if you're a monogamous couple, I think if you're married, then you should have a discussion with your spouse before you do those kinds of things. But if you're not married, then no, it's your body. You don't answer to anybody.
So you date, say you're dating a guy and he always liked you thicker or he always liked you thinner. You think that if y'all been dating for 2 years, maybe, and y'all working towards being going longer, you think that it's okay for you to say, hey, if I'm bigger or smaller, I don't like the way I'm feeling. I'm going to gain or lose 20, 30 pounds, no matter what you say, because it's about me.
Yeah,
So,
you can't be happy with other people unless you're happy with yourself. So if you have a lot of weight to lose and you don't feel good about yourself, then you're not going to be a good functioning member of a relationship anyway. You have to feel good about yourself.
I mean, but my, okay, I understand that point of it. But when you say feel good about yourself, didn't you feel good about yourself? Now, you were the same weight when he met you, and then you've been the same weight throughout the whole relationship until the point that you decide to change. So what I mean, like when people make these drastic changes, you got to understand, I've been liking you. That's how I got you. That's how I found you. I understand you want to feel good about yourself, but I don't think that you should make these decisions because we've been together and we've been rocking together for so long. A year is a long time. 2 years is a long time. Now all of a sudden you don't feel good. What's the difference? You know what I'm saying? Like you have to, we have to come to some kind of compromise on this and be
No,
like,
you don't. You're not married. You're not married. And you should
so
like the person, you should be into the person for not for what they look like to start with. Whether
I
they're
mean, people
small
say
or
that all the
big,
time.
if you're really into someone, then if they gain a few or lose a few, that shouldn't matter, really.
No, we're not talking about a few. We're talking about like a change. Like I say, I want to gain 30 pounds of muscle. If you're not into big, beefy, bulky guys, whether we're married or not, you've been with me for a year or two now. That's what you're used to. Like it would, it I would have to, I feel like I gotta somewhat have a conversation with you. Like you can't just see me gaining 5 pounds, 10 pounds, and I'm like, you like, what you doing? Yo, what you working on? I'm working on myself. Well, I don't kind of like it. I ain't got nothing to do with you. That's cool for me to say.
If you don't like it, then it's probably not gonna work out.
That's my
But
point.
nobody has to check in with you. If you decide I want to be a bodybuilder and put on a bunch of muscle and compete and get big and swole, but whoever you're dating is not into that, then you probably aren't a good match anyway. But you don't have to ask the woman's permission. Just because you're dating, is it
It's
okay
not a,
with you if I gain a bunch of muscle because this is what I'm into now? I don't think so.
see, and that's where, and hey, everybody's entitled to their own opinion, but like I say, that's where the problem comes in relationships now. Everybody is not understanding of their significant other's feelings or aren't willing to be, because that's ridiculous to me. If you're willing to say to this person, hey, you can't go out and mess with nobody, but then again, I can change myself into whoever I want to change myself into, whether you like it or not. That's ridiculous. Like you expect me to be faithful to you, whether we're married or not, just because we've been together for a year, but you can't do me the respect of saying, hey, I want to change my body. What do you think? Like that's ridiculous. Those kind of things go hand in hand, I feel.
You can have a conversation, but nobody controls anyone's body but themselves.
Right, no, we're not talking
I
about
don't think
control, like
anyone
which.
has to ask permission from their partner to gain or lose.
I'm just talking about to make a drastic decision. Say you want to get a tattoo on your neck, on your arm of some foolishness. Like if you're being with this person and you're thinking you're gonna be with this person for the rest, you know, you're looking, your goal is the long haul. Nobody hops into things just saying, hey, I want to date you for a year and then quit. You know what I'm saying? If you got a year, then you got 2 years. If you got 2 years, you got 3 years. So what I'm saying is, I have to deal with you. I'm thinking for a long, 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 long time. So you don't think that I deserve even a conversation with you about what you're gonna do with your body?
I mean, I can agree on a conversation.
Right. So if I decide to say, hey, I don't know how I'm gonna feel about you. Say we were dating and you were 110 pounds, and that's how you've been for the longest. And you now all of a sudden you wanna say, hey, I think I wanna, gain 30 pounds. I just don't like the way I'm looking. You know what I'm saying? And would okay, so would you be willing to say, hey, if I gain these pounds and you leave, that's cool with me.
I'm not sure I follow. If someone is small and they want to put on a significant amount of weight and they discuss it with their partner.
And he's like, yo, I don't think that's cool. I like the way you are. What's going on?
Well, then
And he's like,
then the woman has to come to a point. What's more important to her? Pleasing whoever she's dating or accomplishing whatever her body goal is? She still gets to decide. And she may decide, oh, I'm into him so much, I wouldn't want to risk messing up our relationship. So maybe I won't gain as much. Maybe she'll come to a compromise, but it's still her decision.
True indeed, true indeed. Well, that's an interesting vantage point. Well, thank you for participating today. I'm going to make another phone call and try to get a male's perspective on what we just discussed. And, going to publish this podcast later and just stay tuned. And, appreciate you participating. And you have a wonderful day, Miss Lala.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Yo.
You got food over here?
Good afternoon.
You
got
anything
to do? I'm here at Home Depot. Yeah, what up?
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Hey, man, I'm good, man. Good.
Just up really quick.
Yo, what's up?
Who am I speaking with?
Oh, man, it's the one and only CJ Powell, a.k.a. Last One to See You.
All right, let's hop right in. Topic for the day, bro, is basically a simple one. In a long-term relationship, monogamous relationship, fiance, living girlfriend, living boyfriend, marriage, do you think that you are in sole ownership of your body to do with as you please without consultation from your significant other? With that being said, you're free to pierce, gain weight, tattoo, lose weight, whatever you feel, body without a consultation with your significant other.
I mean, it just, for the most part, yes. I mean, it really can. It all depends. I mean, like, hair is a big thing. Like, you get a lot of chicks who just out the blue, I'm just cut my hair off, but I ain't talked to my significant other about that first. He might not like a chick with short hair. You know, she walking around here looking like a dude. Like, why did you
right.
think that was okay? Like, I mean, we should have talked about this first. I mean, granted, at the end of the day, you know, one can easily say, well, this is my body. I can do whatever I want. Yes and no. Some things, yes. Some things, no. When we talking about getting a tattoo, okay, hey, you do what you do. But we talking about something as far as appearance wise, or you just start wearing crazy makeup all, I mean, that's just a little far-fetched. I think some things do need to be discussed before you just do them. I mean, I got a beard. I know my wife loves my beard, and I can't just go and say, y'all, I'm just gonna cut my beard off.
Exactly.
No, you know, some things you just can't do. Communication
okay.
is key.
Exactly. And that's in a marriage. So how about, because I had another guest on, Lala, she said that in a marriage, yes, she thinks the conversation is expected and should be granted to your significant other. But she says in anything else, maybe not say a boyfriend, girlfriend situation, live in whatever situation, she thinks that the conversation shouldn't be had.
I kind of agree. I mean, y'all just in a relationship. I mean, that can end at any minute. Well, y'all basically are one argument away from screwing somebody else and then it really being over. So,
well, if that's the case, then I told her, I said, how can you in the same breath ask this man to only be dealing with you? Like, if you can change your appearance, which is ultimately going to change who you are and your perception of yourself and everybody else's perception of who you are, hence creating another person, how can you tell me I'm only allowed to be with you? If you're not going to be with me, then you can go do whatever. Because it all goes hand in hand, I feel. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got with you a thick BBW, so I feel before you go and try to make yourself into a petite little thing, you should ask me about it. Because if I wanted that, I would have never got with you in the first place.
Yeah, yes and no. with that analogy, that example. Only reason why I say that, because that's a weight thing. That's kind of a health thing. So it's okay, kind of like,
listen.
I get
if you,
it, but.
Listen, if you was 240 when I met you, you was 240 before I got with you, you 240 2 years into it. Now, I ain't saying you just keep getting bigger and bigger, but you can't sit there and lose 60 pounds and I like the 240 or the 230 or the 225.
Yes.
Now I
agree with that. Now you can't just go out and just drop 100 pounds and now all of a sudden.
That's what I'm saying. Like if I'm with, like you said, if I got with you because you had long blonde hair or you had long black curly hair, I don't want no Florida Evans flow on you now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can't do that to me and expect me to be like, oh, love you for who you are. Yeah, you was the black girl with long curly hair that I, you know what I'm saying, like rubbing my fingers through. Now we got to share a damn brush and wave grease.
Right.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I just think people, when they look at relationships, they don't understand fully what it means to be in a relationship. And everybody throws these words around like loyal and all that stuff, but you're not really loyal to me. You know what I'm saying? Or you're not really giving two F's about me and my feelings if you make those decisions before we even get to, I think, before we even get to marriage and you know, fiancés and things like that. We have to still do that, be willing to do that, because once you trying to be in a relationship where I'm going to be with this person for the rest of my life,
right?
Then we got to say, hey, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We have to ask that person. Now, granted, you don't have to change your decision, what you're going to do, which I feel like you owe that person a discussion.
Absolutely. I mean, communication, like I said, communication is key. You know what I'm saying? That's the key to anything. So, you know, at least having that discussion, like, yo, what do you think about me doing this?
Right. Or, a neck tap.
You know what I'm saying? And you may not agree with it. We may go back and forth with it. But ultimately, at the end of the day, if it's, you know, an important decision, they're going to do what they want to do anyway. You know what I'm saying?
We know that they don't care. Now we can start to adjust reevaluate our situation, because if I say, hey, babe, I'm going to start wearing skinny jeans, you know what I'm saying? I just like the way they look. And then she's like, you know what I'm saying? I think they look gay. You know what I'm saying? I have to say, hey, does it matter to me that my significant other feels some kind of way when we're out and about and I look gay? You know what I'm saying? Now it comes to, hey, I got to wear these when I'm not with her. You know what I'm saying? To try to compromise. But
right.
I think discussion is deserved. Like it's deserved, bro. Like, hey, that's what I feel.
Yeah. I feel you on that.
I appreciate your time, taking this time out to, you know, join my podcast. And everybody, I want y'all to keep listening. Now CJ is going to be joining us frequently on the show.
Absolutely.
Thanks. Appreciate you, brother.
All right, man.
All right.